Hello, all, and welcome to Landstar episode 7. Still round one, but part two of round one. I'm still here with Faded.
Hi.
We're really tired. We had a long day. Yeah. I was roaming around California with Faded's mom.
Awkward.
I know. We were looking at school. She was being my tour guide. And Faded was working conventions.
Working all day.
So we're tired. But yes. We have another episode of Landstar, the last episode before the next round. So get excited. It's exciting. Dizzy's up first.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end, and you could have it all. My empire of dirt, I will let you drown. I will make wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end, and you could have it all. My empire of dirt, I will let you down. I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, oh, I would keep myself. I would find a way.
Dizzy.
Dizzy.
I am, like, keeping track of who's going first.
Oh.
So, Valk is going first.
Ooh. I like this song a lot, and I think it fit your voice really well, Dizzy. This is kind of like how this round has been going for me. Like, it wasn't, like, super amazing, but, like, it wasn't bad. Like, I liked your voice on this. I thought the mixing was nice and, like, balanced and stuff, and your emotion was pretty nice throughout. I thought you could have built it a little more, like, as the song went on, but I, like, the first half was good, and, like, it was a good level of energy. I just kind of wish you would have built it a little more throughout the song. But, yeah, this was decent.
Yeah, I had the same notes. Like, I thought that you sang it really well, and this was, like, in a really good place in your range. Like, this is the place that I like for you.
Yeah.
But I felt like there could have been more build or, like, emotion or something, because I started to, like, zone out towards the end, so... But, like, I might just be really tired. Dylan?
He managed to bring his sexy rock vibe and, like, almost jazz to this song. Mm-hmm. And this song, it's been a long time coming for him to do this song, I think, and I really liked it. I thought it worked well for your voice. I liked the kind of... You almost had, like, a disconnected, creepy feel to it where it was like you'd just completely given up. I don't know if that was intentional or if you just... I don't know, but I liked it. I honestly liked this overall a lot.
Wait.
So kudos to you, Mega Dizzy.
Okay.
Yay. I like it when black people sing country well.
A lot of them can. It's a yes from me.
I'll say yes as well.
I will also say yes, although it doesn't matter.
Yes. All right. Dizzy, you're on the show.
Yay.
Frosty Cups is up next. Lol.
Well, howdy, y'all. Name's Frosty Cups. And today, I got a little song for you. Walk hard, hard down life's rocky road. Walk bold, hard at my creed. My call. I've been sworn and slandered and ridiculed too. Had to struggle every day of my whole life through. See my share of the worst that this world can give. But I still got a dream and a burning rage to live. Walk hard, hard when they say you're all done. Walk bold, hard though they say you're not the one. Even if you've been told time and time again that you're always gonna lose and you're never gonna win, gotta keep that vision in your mind's eye when you're standing on top of a mountain high. You know, when I was a boy, folks used to say to me, slow down, Frosty, don't walk so hard. And I used to tell them, life's a race, and I'm in it to win it. And I'll walk as damn hard as I please. How do I walk, boys? When I meet my maker on my dying day, I'm gonna look him in the eye and by God I'll say, I gave my word was good. I took it in the face and I walked as hard as I could. Walk hard. Walk hard. Walk hard. Walk hard. Thank you.
Frosty Cups.
Dewey Cox. Dewey Cox.
What?
Hank Hill is
this
back.
Is by Dewey Cox, who is one of the greatest country music artists of all time.
Oh, I didn't even know what you were saying. I was like, what are you
I've never heard this song before. It's awesome.
I thought you said Dewey Cox. Like
I did. Dewey no, Cox.
But do we.
Oh, no.
Like, do me and you and Val Cox.
I Cox. How about you?
Anyway.
You know who else has hands, Rochelle, besides you? The devil, and he uses them for holding.
Mm-hmm. So, Dylan, what do you think of this?
Congratulations on your forearms healing, Frosty Cups.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
I think actually, of everybody in the whole tonight's episode so far and last night's episode, this has been the best. It's been the most energetic, the best performed, the most well-sung. However, someone PM'd me on VH today and said you're a warlock. And as per the rules of this show,
I know,
because we made that no warlock rule. So, like, as per the rules, I have to say no because he's a warlock and we have that rule. If we'd have known you were a warlock ahead of time, we could have, like, not made that rule. Like, I didn't know that rule would cause somebody awesome like Frosty Cups to be kicked off the show. But I you guys could still say yes. I don't know. It's a no for me though, just because he's a warlock.
Yeah.
Please don't cast a spell on me.
I'm gonna say no. But, like, I did enjoy this performance. It was really funny and totally worth the lols.
It doesn't matter, but I'll say yes because I agree. This was like one of the best things that we've heard so far in this round, and I love the talking parts. They were so funny, and you sound like King Hill.
It kills me that we can't say yes.
I know. Maybe like he's a warlock, and that's why he sounds like Hank Hill.
Maybe he's a warlock, and that's why you're saying yes. Maybe he's cast a spell on you.
He cast a spell.
Doc, you can't say yes to a warlock. Otherwise,
but I have to. He's so wonderful.
If you let a warlock into your house, if you invite them in, then they stay. Yeah, or is that a vampire?
Oh, no. I just won't let him in my house. I'll just say yes to him.
We will. I think it's a guild dragon. We will throw.
Speaking of guild dragon, throw, I was really tired last night. So when I said gross, that wasn't what I meant.
We will throw Frosty Cups into the lake, and if he floats,
no.
I was trying to apologize to guild dragon, and you ruined the moment.
I paused so you could apologize.
I know.
Oh, that's sweet, Rochelle.
You're an ass.
I want to save Warlock Frosty Cups from drowning into the abyss of the Pacific Ocean or whatever, wherever he is from.
I wouldn't throw him in the ocean, Valk. I'm not heartless. You're the worst, Valk. How could you even suggest
that? No, I don't want to throw him into the water. I want to put him on the show, but we apparently can't because he's a warlock.
I'm sorry, I don't make the rules. This was part of the waiver that all of you signed going onto the show. No warlocks allowed.
Yep.
Sob.
So I say, yeah, okay. So it's a no. Sorry, Fisty Cup. Frosty Cup.
I will always say yes to you, Frosty Cups.
Oh, I love him so much.
I know, I'm sad.
Frosty Cup is a legend.
Katsumi H is next.
All right.
So many dreams about you and me. Happy endings. Now I
might actually treat me well. This is a big world that was a small town. There in my rearview mirror, disappearing now. And it's too late for you and your white horse. Now it's too late for you and your white horse to catch me. Katsumi H.
Dun, dun, dun.
You've returned.
Dun, dun, dun.
To be honest, this really disappointed me in comparison to your audition. Because, like, I felt like your audition showed how much you'd improved, and I felt like this, you just, like, went completely backwards. Because, like, the timing was off for the majority of the time, and also, I didn't feel, like, any emotion from this at all. Like, I was really struggling to, like, connect with you. And also, you sounded really quiet in comparison to music. Valk?
Yeah, I was wondering, if the quiet was just my headphones or if it was her. But yeah, it was, like, really quiet overall for me. I had the same notes, like, the timing was off the entire time. Your tone sounded pretty on this, but yeah, like, it was really hard to, like, stay, like, emotionally invested in the song, and, like, you weren't selling the song, really. So, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Dylan?
I love you, Kitsumi, because you have such a cute and pretty voice, but, like, yeah, the song owned you, and you didn't own the song, and it was, like, very whispery. The last chorus you did, it was getting bigger, but you should have been at least that big on the entire song and then bigger on the last chorus. And yeah, it was even hard to hear you some over the music. It sounded like you were trying to be quiet, which is the kiss of death for most performances.
Yeah. I was so disappointed because I love your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say no.
I'll say no too, unfortunately.
I say no too.
Sorry, huh?
Yeah.
Feel really bad.
Me too.
Ah. Hush, you. Yes. Up next is Olivina.
Yay!
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said, and she'll never get your humor like I do. And I'm in my room, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like, and she'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts, she's cheer captain, and I'm on the bleachers. Looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who understands you, been here all along, so why can't you see? You belong with me, you belong with me. Walking the streets with you and your worn out jeans, I can't help thinking this is how it ought to be. Laughing on a park bench, thinking to myself, hey, isn't this easy? And you got a smile that could light up this whole town. I haven't seen it in a while since she brought you down. You say you find I know you better than that. Hey, what you doing with a girl like that? But she wears high heels, I wear sneakers, she's cheer captain, and I'm on the bleachers. The day when you wake looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who understands you, been here all along, so why can't you see? You belong with me. Standing by and waiting at your back door all this time, how could you not know, baby?
Olivia.
Yay.
Yay. What did you think, Valk?
I was like, I really liked this a lot. I thought you had really good energy on this, and that made me happy because that's something I know you struggle with a lot. And, like, the energy on this was really good, and it suited the song really well. And your tone sounded nice on this, too. And there were a few, like, pitchy spots in, like, the choruses on the Can't You See's, like, the higher notes, the Belong With Me and the Can't You See's. And, like, it sounded like you were, like, stumbling over your words and stuff because it's kind of a fastish song. So, like, I could hear some stumbling in some of the verses. But, like, overall, I was really happy with the submission.
Yeah, Dylan, what'd you think?
I want to say first of all that your voice has become like so much better, and I'm super impressed by epicness and super proud of you, Olivia.
Yay!
For me, that said, I feel like the song owned you and you didn't own the song. And it comes back to, again, I thought you were timid on the song. I don't think you performed this very well because it's so bouncy, the original song, and you were just kind of like, like it was just kind of like monotone.
See, I've never heard the original song, so.
And, I don't know. It didn't go where I needed it to go. And then the chorus had a couple pitch issues as well. But your tone has gotten so much better since I first heard you. I think the first time I heard you actually was last season on Lone Star. And from then to now, was that a year ago? Was that last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From then to now, you've gotten like so much better. You just need to work. You really need to focus on your performing because your voice is to the point now where you don't need to concentrate so hard on hitting the notes because you're doing it a lot more effortlessly now. So just really focus on bringing up the performance now.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that some of your notes were a little out of whack, and like, I really did like this, though. Like, I thought your tone was beautiful. Like, your voice is getting so much better. I agree with Dylan entirely. Like, I think you're just improving a lot. Like, your energy... I thought your energy was pretty good. I agree with Dylan. It definitely needed more. Definitely. But, like, this still had a decent amount. Like, especially more than I've heard you had in the past. Yeah, from last Lone Star to now, you've gotten a lot better. Like, a lot better.
Well,
one of the... Oh, sorry.
No, that was pretty much all I had to say. Go ahead.
one of the things that I do sometimes when I want to put energy into a song is you don't always have to sing the words exactly the same way that the artist sings them. You can like hit them a yeah. little bit harder or something, and that it just changing it up, it keeps people's interest.
I also like if I'm not feeling really energized, like just when I start singing, sometimes I like dance around.
I do that too, or I do a line of Coke.
I just dance around.
I'm kidding, but I do drink Monster Energy / coffee, and it's delicious. I'm drinking one now.
Well, well, well.
Coffee.
Val, yes or no?
It's a yes from me.
Dylan?
I don't think that you are going to be competitive with the people we've already put through, so I say no, sorry. But I think you're probably going to get two yeses anyway.
Yeah, I'm saying yes. I don't know. I say yes. I think you.
All right.
I think you deserve it, so I'm gonna say yes.
You think she can win?
I don't know.
I think she could. I think if she keeps on improving,
I think if she like really bumped up her energy next week, I think she'd have a better chance.
I do think on this show she will definitely keep improving.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah.
Because now she's competing with like people that are like on a really high level, so that's good for a singer.
Yeah, I think she'll do well as far as like improving goes. So
if you don't bring the energy next week, I'm going to again push for you to get kicked off though. So please bring the energy.
Yeah,
yes,
bring it.
Beloved is up next.